You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is, Saturday night. It's very late, though. I had some things happen that needed attention, if you know what I mean. So, I'm back now, and I'm at the microphone. So, I wanted to get this podcast in because I got two of them that I really want to do this weekend. Tomorrow's is going to be very, very important. So don't miss that one. You can miss this one if you want. Just kidding. Please don't. I wanted to talk about the post that I put up on the site today called The Weaponized Faggot, okay? This extraordinary story dropped into my lap, and I thought it was significant enough that I wanted to kind of touch on it a little bit, because I do think, here's why, because I do think that going forward, we're going to see more straight alphas own and use faggots more liberally in the future, as this becomes more and more mainstream and widespread. I think we're going to see it become more acceptable as sort of a choice. You know, it's like, a guy, you know, choosing to buy a second car or something like that, you know, as an option. You know, he might have a regular car that he drives to work, and then he might get a sports car, you know. So I think you're going to see, sexually speaking, you're going to see straight alphas start to make choices like that with their sexual adventures, you know. So because the internet is making this more widespread. It's slow. It's a slow process. But sites like mine and other sites have definitely pushed the idea into the forefront. But the point is that what happened with the weaponized faggot might be something that we might see more of. Now, I will just say at the outset that this situation is something I've never encountered, either in my, you know, my years as a faggot serving, you know, alphas, or on this website. You know, I've come across some crazy shit on this website over the years. You know, I've had stories, true stories, that just kind of, I'm like, what? You know, this one is right up there, and it involves a faggot. His name is Tim. Tim was the weaponized faggot who wrote the post to me in my question box, okay? My question inbox. It was very long, and it was very detailed, unusual that I made a post out of it rather than just answer it like I normally do with questions. But anyway, so Tim the faggot, has been serving a straight alpha male for a couple of years. Now, first and foremost, it's mostly due to Tim the faggot's, ingenuity and cunning that he even kind of created this service arrangement in the first place. It started off just a dog sitting for a straight alpha in his neighborhood, and it progressed to house sitting. And while he was house sitting, he would clean and do laundry and all that other stuff. So when the alpha came home, this faggot had done all this extra work, you know, that he was not expecting. And over time, of course, you know, a straight man, straight alpha particularly, when they see a good thing, they see an opportunity to be worshipped like that, they take it, okay? And so because of Tim's, you know, forethought and his hard work, he managed to become this straight alpha's faggot. And so the straight alpha was, you know, using him for blowjobs and fucking him every once in a while. So everything was great. But the straight alpha eventually got a girlfriend, as they almost always do. But he kept Tim the faggot on the side. And eventually, the straight alpha told his girlfriend about his faggot, which is always a tricky thing, okay? I admire any alpha that goes through that process, you know. And I think, again, I think we're going to see more and more of this, where a man is going to be simply unashamed about owning a faggot and will just simply tell his female partner, I have a faggot on the side and I'm not giving it up, okay? That kind of thing. And so, I was just thinking in my head, it's probably, you know, like if a girlfriend didn't like a man's dog and she demanded that he get rid of it, the man's probably going to say, go fuck yourself. I'm not getting rid of my dog. I love my dog, okay? Well, in this case, anyway, this straight alpha, you know, told his girlfriend that he had a faggot, and basically that was it. And she either could accept it or not accept it, and she accepted it. But she was not very happy about it, of course, and I don't blame her for that. But she wasn't serving him the way the faggot was. And so one day, Tim the faggot receives a text message from his alpha saying, I want you to get over here and get your throat ready. And so when he showed up over at his alpha's house, the alpha and his girlfriend were both in robes. And the alpha grabbed the faggot, pulled him inside, grabbed the girlfriend, and he dragged both of them into the bedroom, where he forced the girlfriend to sit and watch as his faggot knelt before him and sucked his cock. Now, I guess Tim indicated in his post that he has some techniques that he employs with uncut dick and with his tongue, and so he's skilled at it, okay? Obviously, like, look, do we really have to go over this? I mean, faggots are always going to be better cocksuckers than females, okay? Always. There's no comparison. And you ask any man who's had both, he's almost always going to say the faggot sucks better dick. But he was using it as an example to her, you know, and he was actually kind of confrontational while he was getting his dick sucked, you know, saying things like, you see how, what he's doing here, you know, are you paying attention? So it was a kind of a training exercise for her, and and the faggot got him close to coming, and then he had the faggot stop, Tim the faggot stop, and then he had his girlfriend come over, and he said something along the lines of, well, let's see if you've learned anything. And then she had to suck his dick to completion, and she spit it out, I think, or she was going to spit it out, I can't remember exactly, but Tim wrote to me because he was humiliated by that experience. And I certainly can see that, why he would, you know. Because he was basically being put on display, you know, like the Elephant Man or something like that. In a volatile situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically he was in between the boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, right in the middle of it, you know. So that's kind of humiliating and, you know, kind of scary. Now, Tim was wanting to know if he could talk to his alpha and basically say that he doesn't want to be used that way, you know. I mean, what happened essentially, what this alpha was doing was basically kind of a reverse version of my nuclear option, you know, where I, you know, like I've often told alphas who had faggots that really need to be disciplined to force them to sit in a chair and watch them be serviced by another faggot, okay? Or watch them fuck another faggot, okay? So, I call that the nuclear option because it's so profoundly devastating to the faggot that's being corrected. In this case, it's kind of the reverse nuclear option, you know, where he was specifically using a faggot to correct his woman and teach her, you know. And it's very powerful. I don't know if she sounds kind of stupid. I don't really know anything about her other than her actions, but I don't know if she's that intelligent, but and I don't think she really learned anything from the experience other than to get pissed off, which it sounds like she was already always pissed off. But for the faggot, though, he was questioning about, does he have to keep doing this, you know? Because the alpha kind of hinted that he was going to use the faggot to teach her some other lessons. And the faggot was concerned about being used that way. And, you know, I kind of gave a standard answer of, you know, you can talk to your alpha and express your concerns. But, you know, I think Tim the faggot was being, he wasn't being honest, I don't think, about his feelings there. This is for my faggot listeners. If you were in that situation, would you feel humiliated or would you feel empowered by that experience? See, for me, I would view it as a badge of honor. I would view it as this alpha thinks this highly of me in my service that he wants me to be an example to his girlfriend on how to serve a man. And I just thought Tim had the wrong attitude about it, you know, or he's not being honest about it himself, because I don't know how a faggot would have a problem in that situation. I only see positives for a faggot in that situation. The alpha in that story, he sounds like a good man and a good alpha, and it sounds like he wants to keep his faggot, which is always admirable, you know. I just kind of I wonder what would happen if Tim pressed the issue. I don't know if he would react well or not, you know. In my experience, alphas don't like to be told no. They don't like to hear things that from faggots that they're basically beyond a faggot's purview, you know, or scope of authority. So I don't know if the alpha would really appreciate the faggot complaining to him about what happened, especially because he was so angry, you know. So I was just, my final thought with Tim the faggot was that I thought he should just let it go as much as possible and just embrace the good parts about it, you know. And I guess that kind of is the message of this podcast, this episode, is that as faggots, we sometimes are asked to do things that are distasteful or that are embarrassing or humiliating. And we all have to kind of, for ourselves, you know, determine how far is too far, you know, what are our limits, how do we react to those things, and check ourselves to make sure that we're not going overboard with our expectations, you know. I think faggots do well when they can put aside some of their feelings, you know. Because ultimately, a faggot's emotions or feelings aren't really that relevant, okay? I think faggots have a say in what happens to them, but, you know, faggots can tend to be dramatic, you know. So I think it's wise for faggots to know when to, you know, like the Kenny Rogers song, you know, kind of know when to hold them and know when to fold them. So there are some battles that are worth fighting. There are other battles that are just going to cause more problems and are not really problems, you know. In the case of this, I don't think this is a battle that's worth trying to win, you know. Because ultimately, there is a way to look at it, like I said, where it's complimentary, you know. And so, you know, in my eyes, after all the alphas that I've dealt with over the years and served and whatever, like, that kind of behavior, which is unusual. Like I said, I've never heard of an alpha doing something like this. But in my view, that alpha was giving that faggot a compliment. And so, since there's a way to look at it that's not embarrassing at all or humiliating at all, but complimentary, I just think it's better to leave it alone, you know. Like I said, there are times and places where a faggot could have a complaint and go to the alpha about their concerns, but I don't think this is one of them. And hopefully Tim gets that message and pulls back, you know. It sounded like he wanted to really go and talk to this alpha. And I really think that's just asking for a disaster to happen. So hopefully Tim got my message and understood it and does nothing about it except serve some more. Because it sounds like this alpha's pretty amazing. And while I've got your attention, there's another post that I did put on the website. It involves Master Dan, who is an Apex Alpha, and you're going to hear some more about him. I had a long back and forth with him via email about his alphahood in particular, He didn't really think he was an apex alpha. I disagree. But that first post details one quality that I see in all apex alphas, which is this kind of effortless worship that they receive from people unconsciously. You know, they just want to serve them because they're apex, you see. And Master Dan gets that. And I think if you read it, you'll agree that there's something special about him. And I have some more information I'm going to be bringing out about him. So anyway, the big news of the night, I can't release yet, but it involves the caging of Tommy by Master Matt in Toronto, and that whole thing. And that's going to be the subject of tomorrow's podcast, and probably the site in general most of the day. It's a momentous event. The caging of any faggot is special, and it's really special when it comes from Masters Nick and Matt in Toronto. Believe me, okay? So you'll be surprised and overjoyed tomorrow from that podcast and article and stuff. So anyway, I just really wanted to get this podcast out there, and now it is. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.
Bye.